58. I do a lot of office fishing, by Richard Salmon. Some years ago, I started to look at the stars through high-powered binoculars and began reading in books written by astronomers for people like me. I became an entranced stargazer for a while. The men who have learned as much as we know about the universe point out that the sun is an insignificant, moderately hot star in the nebula where it is fixed. The Milky Way, which I have always wanted to spell W-H-E-Y, is composed of our brothers and sisters, and we are all moving around a central hub, and the hub is moving toward someplace. I don't know where. My brothers and sisters are numbered in billions of billions, and our galaxy itself is one of many, many. How many, I don't know. Our sun is so small, and our Earth, its offspring, is so tiny, that when I think of the magnitude, I think of what O. Henry described as a statue of what's the use. What difference does it make that I exist? What possible influence can I make, or my nation make, or my world make? Where am I going on this ride, and does it make any sense? Who's the boss, and what's he got in mind? That's what I got to thinking, and it's all too big, too inevitable, too uncontrollable, and if I think about it with my eyes closed, it's a pretty pessimistic picture. Then one day, I saw a hunting dog in the woods, an English setter flecked with black. His tail was tangled with dock burrs. This is a common occurrence to guys like me. I always want to stop and pull out the burrs. But this time, out of nowhere, came the realization that this bounding, healthy dog was performing an important job. The job of transporting seeds that were constructed for the very purpose of hitchhiking. The fluff of milkweed sails on the wind to start a new colony miles from its original parent. This dog and his tangle of dock burrs are all part of a plan. And so am I. I believe the plan on this small, lonely earth is to make the best of it, a policy that is becoming increasingly more difficult as the number of human beings increase. When I came to New York many years ago, I found that in big cities, people live faster and decide things quicker than country folk. They have to, in order to survive in the struggle for existence. Several times a week, I slug it out with city dwellers for a place in the subway. They seem to be a bad lot. But when I pass a city dweller on a trout stream, I find he's just like other people. He'll speak to me with interest, even warmth. He will ask me how many trout I've taken, what fly was successful, and I break down and tell him and point out that perhaps the black gnat he is using is too large. I've tried to make the best of it by doing a lot of office fishing, some front porch fishing, and some quiet mulling about the magnificent things like dock burrs and remote stars. What's more, I have found it fun. Fun that has brought me a lot of happiness, a lot of contentment, and a lot of peace.